You are listening to the audio of The Lighthouse Stranger. It was a chilly evening when I found myself standing atop the lighthouse with nothing but the vast expanse of the ocean before me. The wind was fierce, and I could feel the salt in the air as it whipped through my hair. I had been walking along the beach for hours, lost in thought, when I stumbled upon the lighthouse. As I climbed up the spiral staircase, I felt a strange sense of anticipation. The door at the top was slightly ajar, and I could hear murmurs of conversation coming from inside. I hesitated for a moment, but my curiosity got the better of me, and I pushed the door open. That's when I saw her, a stunning woman with long, dark hair that whipped around her face in the wind. She was leaning against the railing, staring out at the sea, and she looked lost in thought just like me. I couldn't help but notice the way her curves filled out her dress, and how her eyes seemed to glow with an inner fire. I introduced myself as Jack, and she smiled warmly before introducing herself as Alexandra. We struck up a conversation, and it wasn't long before we were both leaning against the railing, talking about our lives and dreams. The wind was fierce, but it only seemed to add to the intimacy of the moment. As we talked, I noticed that Alexandra kept glancing down at the beach below us. Finally, she turned to me and said, "You know what would make this night even better?" I raised an eyebrow in curiosity, and she grinned wickedly before saying, "A little privacy." Without another word, she led me back down the stairs and into a small room that had been built into the lighthouse. It was dimly lit, with just a few candles flickering on a table in the corner. As we entered, Alexandra turned to face me and began to unbutton her dress. I watched, spellbound, as she revealed inch by inch of smooth, tanned skin. Her breasts were full and round with hard nipples that stood out against her glowing skin. She let the dress fall to the floor, revealing a pair of black lace panties that hugged her curves perfectly. I was so entranced by her beauty that I didn't even notice when she reached for my belt and began to unfasten it. With one swift motion, she pulled down my pants and underwear, freeing my hard cock from its confines. She smiled up at me, then dropped to her knees in front of me. Her hands were warm as they slid up and down the length of my shaft, and I could feel myself growing even harder in her grip. She looked up at me with those same glowing eyes, and then she took me into her mouth. Her lips were soft and wet, sliding up and down my cock with practiced ease. I closed my eyes and let out a low moan as she sucked me deeper and deeper into her throat. The feeling was incredible, like nothing I had ever experienced before. As I watched her work her magic on my cock, I noticed that Alexandra's breathing was becoming more ragged. Her fingers were digging into my hips, pulling me closer to her mouth as she sucked me harder and faster. I could feel myself getting closer and closer to the edge, but I didn't want it to end just yet. So I pulled away from her and reached down to pick her up. She let out a little gasp of surprise as I hoisted her up onto the table, spreading her legs wide so that I could see every inch of her wet pussy. I knelt down between her legs and began to kiss my way up her inner thigh, nipping at her skin with my teeth. She let out a low moan, arching her back as she pressed her hips closer to my mouth. When I finally reached her pussy, I could see that she was already dripping wet with lust. Her clit was swollen and red, begging for attention. So I dipped my tongue into her slit, tasting her sweet juices on my lips as I licked her from bottom to top. She let out a loud moan, grabbing onto the sides of the table as she bucked her hips against my face. I sucked on her clit, pulling it between my lips and flicking it with my tongue until she was writhing and gasping for air. I could feel her getting closer to the edge, so I pulled back and looked up at her. Her eyes were closed, her mouth hanging open in a silent scream of pleasure. "Please," she begged, her voice hoarse with lust. "I need you inside me." I didn't need any more encouragement than that. I stood up and positioned my cock at the entrance to her pussy, pushing it slowly inside until I was buried deep within her wet heat. She let out a low groan of pleasure as I began to thrust in and out, each stroke sending waves of pleasure coursing through both of us. She reached up to grab onto my shoulders, pulling me closer with every movement. I could feel the tension building inside me, the pressure growing stronger with each passing moment. And then suddenly it was too much. With one final thrust, I felt myself explode deep inside her, filling her pussy with hot jets of cum as she screamed in pleasure beneath me. As we lay there on the table, catching our breath and basking in the afterglow of our lovemaking, I realized that this was a moment I would never forget. A moment of pure, unadulterated lust and desire, shared between two people who had only just met. And as we got dressed and prepared to leave the lighthouse behind us, I couldn't help but wonder if there would ever be another encounter like this one, or if it was destined to remain a tantalizing memory forevermore. Thank you for listening to the audio of The Lighthouse Stranger. Please visit sexiestories.com for more erotica pleasure.